Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers, geezers, geeks alike, and people who are watching the World Cup. It's this week's Monkey Nut Punch podcast, and it's a special. It's so special, it's at the back of the bus licking the window. We're talking about Luke Cage this week, and I have my brother with me, Alex.
How are we doing?
I was going to say Nigel for a second, I'm so used to it.
Definitely, I'm not Nigel, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got more hair. Okay, all right, poor so Nigel. We're going to be talking about Luke Cage. First, I'd just like to start out that I actually like the series, and I think it was probably the second best Marvel Netflix series.
Second best.
The second series of Daredevil is still number one for me.
Yeah, no, I disagree with that straight off.
Nah.
There's no way you can put that series ahead of Punisher.
I think I can.
It comes in third, but not ahead of it.
I think it just sneaks ahead of it because it ticked a lot of boxes that kind of pissed me off when they do these things.
It ticked a lot of boxes because it wrote a lot of wrongs or writ a lot of wrongs from the first season. I think that's the reason why you're probably satisfied more with this season than the first season. Because the first season was like a feeler, but it never really got going, if that makes sense, like the first season. It had a cool idea behind it, like introducing him in the way with the... You had Diamondback and that, but yeah. It felt like it never come alive.
Let me explain why I think it was better. One, my big problem with Luke Cage... It's him fighting people because it just turns into him walking into a room, people shooting at him, people trying to punch him, and then he hits them and that's it. And it's pretty dull. And it was always a case of you needed someone who had martial arts skills to either go against him or fight alongside him. And they did that through Danny Rand and they did that through Bushmaster. And I felt that worked really well. That was one thing I really liked about it. And the other thing too was... He needed a lawyer. Who the fuck did he get?
Foggy.
He got Foggy. We're watching all these other TV series. It's like Jessica Jones is in trouble. She gets a lawyer. Why haven't you got fucking Foggy or Murdoch? Yeah, and you know, they did that. That was good. Danny Rand helped them out, and then Danny Rand turned up.
And the fact they mentioned Karen Page in there as well.
Yeah, and they mentioned Karen Page, and they also the way they talked about Matt Murdoch. They always talked about him like. He was the badass. It's like, you think you're hard, Luke Cage? We still think Daredevil's harder. And there's all those sort of things. And then the twist, there's a nice kind of twisty bit at the end. But before we get into it properly, yeah, I'll let you have your say in a second. We'll go through the bulk of the storyline and then we'll wander around the characters and like the best scenes and interactions and stuff. So, okay, I said how I felt about it. How did you feel it was?
I enjoyed it. I felt that it was... If I'm being honest, I'd probably put it fourth on my list out of the Netflix.
So which
Marvel.
Is third?
It would be the way I would personally. The way I would do it would be, I would probably have Daredevil season two as number one, Punisher number two, Daredevil season one as number three, yeah. Luke Cage as number four. But between Luke Cage and Daredevil Season 1, there's not much to separate them. The only reason why I reckon the Punisher goes ahead of the two of them is because out of all of them, it was bloody violent.
Yeah.
And it was different to what you normally watch when you watch any other Marvel thing. It was like proper... If someone actually gave it to you as a season and you had never watched it before and it didn't have nothing to do with Marvel, you'd have gone, Jesus Christ, this is... fucking badass.
Yeah, see that's my problem is it didn't feel like it was in that universe.
It just felt violent. But then that's why I liked it, because it was different to the others. It gave you something different, but then it done Punisher justice. I felt that's one of the things that I was happy with the Punisher. It did it justice. And obviously what's his name, Thingy Bethnal,
John Bethnal,
he did the Punisher justice.
Yeah, I can understand that. I understand where you're coming from. My problem with the Punisher is... So he came third for me because it was... As I said, it felt separate from the Marvel Universe, if that made sense.
No, I can see that.
Because the others feel like a bit... They feel a bit more integrated into it. And the Punisher kind of works better as an integrated faction. So, okay.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. But... What would I rate Luke Cage out of 10? if someone actually gave you as a broad overall season, I'd probably have to give it an 8.5.
An 8.5. I give it. See, the thing is, I've got my scale goes like this for films and stuff because everyone puts like 7 as an average, like a C. But I've kind of changed my scale, so 5 is a C. Yeah, and if it's really terrible, it pushes the boundary all the way down to 1 or 2. If it's really, really good, it pushes all the way up to 9 and 10. So you have to kind of see it on like a bell curve. And it's a 7. It's a solid 7 for me on that scale.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through the story, because the story revolves around, was it Mariah Stokes Dillard or Dylan? I can't remember.
Yeah, Dillard.
Yeah, and her trying to, how can I put it politely, swindle, should we say swindle, a deal for his plastics company?
Yeah, and the swindle, sly away in and... Yeah, it's quite a hard one, actually.
Yeah, cause it does. It is. It does revolve completely around the whole deal with the
blackmail. You could definitely
blackmail, threatening, extortion, all those sort of things. She's just a proper politician in it. but it kind of revolves completely around that. So it starts off, and they want to invest 20 million into this company, so they can get 300 and something million out, and then they never have to work again.
Yeah, and basically, it put it into like local hospitals.
Yeah.
So basically, they wanted to do, what do you call it? Narcos. They wanted to do the old...
Pablo Escobar
style. Yeah, they wanted to do a Pablo Escobar, start putting illegal money back into like health systems and stuff, so people think that they're doing good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. You've got that, and then you've got the Bushmaster story, which is in relation to that, where you've got MacGyver. I can't remember his bloody surname. If it's John... who's Bushmaster, who's come back to seek revenge because his father got fucked over. By her father. And that. So you've got him doing that and that part of the story, which kind of runs through. And Luke Cage is kind of caught up in the middle of it. It doesn't revolve around him like it does the first thing where you're trying to find out about his powers and what happened and this, that and the other.
He's kind of the side story.
Yes.
He's not the main guy. I wouldn't say he was the main guy in this. Yeah, he obviously appears in it because it's called Luke Cage, but I would say it was more centered around Bushmaster and her.
Well, I'd say more Mariah.
More Mariah, but Bushmaster wasn't too far off being.
I think Shades was sitting at the same level as Luke Cage, but he was from like the opposite angle.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. So you've got all that going on, and them trying to hold on to the money, and then Bushmaster then threatening them and this, that, and the other, and. Kind of meeting up with her daughter,
and basically wanted to get revenge because obviously she had killed their family. So he wanted to get revenge because obviously his dad had died, and then they burnt his mum alive.
Yeah, yeah, but you never found that out until the end, though. So let's go through the characters then. So I think we should start off with Bushmaster because, I really liked the Bushmaster character. I don't know. I think. But the first episode of Luke Cage for me was dull. It opened up really crap, and I almost stopped watching it. I'm glad I didn't stop watching it because it just went up and up and up. Because you know that's the only place we can go. So yeah, it started really dull. I think one of my problems is the guy who plays Luke Cage is how can I put it? It's not very charismatic.
Yeah, he's not consistent enough with his acting.
Yeah.
Like, as in, you'll watch some episodes and you'll think, oh, yeah, he's done really well there. And it's not hitting on the guy, but it's just one of those things where maybe it's the lines he's being given, you know. There's not a lot he can do with certain lines if they're being, It could be poor writing for Luke Cage. It's like, how do we express this guy? Because he's just a guy who can take a load of bullets and...
Yeah, I think that might be a bit of an issue. But I watched the first couple of episodes and I felt he was a bit of a knob. And when Bushmaster turns up and he kicks the shit out of him and he does that kind of that spinning back bicycle kick thing. I've seen the guy with funky hair in Tekken do that.
Yeah, yeah. Even Duncan was like, my brother who's watched it, he was like, that's from Tekken, that is.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, though, if that kick made contact with you... Don't matter if you make bulletproof or not, that's going to fucking hurt. And that put a big grin on my face, because that kind of put him back in his place, because he's been a bit arrogant, especially with his interactions with Claire. So that kind of made me like the Bushmaster character. And then you saw him interact with his aunt and uncle, who owned the Jamaican
restaurant.
The
Golden restaurant. Something, was it? Golden Arms or something?
Yeah, and it was weird because you saw him, he was helping out. Came up, turned up, needed help and stuff, but he would help out and stuff. And he, how can I put it? He seemed very kind of respectful. To his family, and that made me really like the character. And I think I might have a fucking soft spot for fucking Jamaican people who kind of patois, whatever you call it, when they, you know, rascal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I've been watching Death in Paradise a lot. Have you seen Death in Paradise?
Yeah.
I think maybe I get a soft spot for that because I love Danny John Jules, who played the cat in Red Dwarf, and he talks like that in Death in Paradise. And you saw that, and that was good. And you saw the fact that he could, you know, fend off bullets and whatnot, which was good. And I was talking to you about this earlier, where I think kind of made out that he was a mutant.
Possibly.
Because they said, because he was getting his powers from Nightshade, yeah? But the woman who gave him Nightshade, Tamara, says it doesn't heal, it reveals. So maybe he had some latent mutant gene that hadn't come out on him. That was good. And the fact that later on he then teamed up with Luke Cage. They kind of put their differences aside to stop the Chinese drug, you know, stuff going on.
I like the guy who played Bushmaster. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. I like the whole Jamaican concept as well, you know.
Yeah, I love the...
It was different. Yeah. It was a different take on, because most of the time you watch gangster things, and this is not so much Luke Cage, it's just in general. It's always Russians, Mexicans, Italians, or Brits.
Yeah, right? Or Irish sometimes.
Yeah, or Irish.
If you're lucky, if you get Irish.
Never do you get Jamaicans. I think the last time I can remember a Jamaican thing was Predator, or Predator 2, or you remember that Steven Seagal film, Marked for Death?
Oh my God, that's ages ago. Predator 2 was after that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's going back some. I can't remember.
Doesn't it make me go, oh, fucking want to watch Predator 2 now?
Yeah. So
yeah,
you know, it was nice to see. It was nice to see a change. You know, obviously they couldn't beat up Luke Cage, but he was a cool character. He had a good side character as well, who had a lot of respect for people.
I did like the fact that he had he'd taken umbrage with him because he said he was faster than Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
That I loved that little touch because that made me smile.
You mean faster than Usain Bolt?
He was a good character. That was,
but they respected Luke Cage. They actually didn't want Luke Cage to get in their way. You know, that's the other thing that I liked about them. It was the fact that it wasn't nothing about kind of like going, oh, Luke Cage, you know, you're not allowed in this town or nothing like that. You know, we're going to run it. It was kind of like, we want to get back at Dillard. You know, they wanted to get back at Mariah, you know, for what she had done. And it was more of a kind of like, look, don't tread on our feet. Let us do what we want to do and we'll be gone.
And the other thing too is, I think they cut out his violent aspect, because there were a lot of, like, when they killed off the cockroach character who ran the illegal casino, the one with the six-barreled shotgun that he fired at Luke Cage's shoulder to try and take him out.
Yeah, is that the guy they cut his eyes open?
They cut his head off and put it in the fish tank.
Yeah.
You didn't see that.
Oh, that was Piranha, wasn't it?
That's Piranha. Yeah. That's why they did it, because they thought it was ironic. So they got a sense of humour. That's what makes them endearing.
Yeah.
If you call yourself fucking brick, they probably would have murdered you with a brick. But yeah, he was good. What happened to him in the end? Because you saw his backstory where the Mama Mabel character and Dillard, what was her name? Mariah.
Sorry, yeah.
Went to Jamaica, and they fucking, you were saying earlier about them locking the house and setting it on fire. And that was, that. You really fucking felt for him. You really thought, oh, dude, I can fucking completely understand you. She's a bitch.
The thing was, though, he had more mercy than her.
He did.
Because when it comes to the bit where she was tied up to the chair, he let her daughter go.
Yeah.
Because he knew that her daughter was a good person.
Yeah.
You know, and she had helped him. but he knew that he couldn't kill her. Yeah. He didn't want to kill her.
No, his revenge was on it. Same thing with Luke Cage. He didn't want to kill Luke Cage.
He just wanted her.
He just wanted to. Yeah, he just wanted to get to her, and he didn't want anyone getting in his fucking way.
You know.
I think that made him quite an interesting character, and the fact that they didn't make the mistake of killing him off.
No, I thought that was pretty cool. I like the fact that he went back to Jamaica. He was injured when he went back to Jamaica as well.
Yeah.
You know, and then his right-hand man come along and said to Luke Cage, you know, there was no problem. You know, it's good that someone like you's running a place like this.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
That was, yeah.
Like, as in, like, the ultimate respect, which makes me think maybe he won't come back.
No, I think they'll keep him. I think he'll come back for an episode or not.
I'll tell you one thing, though, just, you know, separate aside. That guy's going to be in a lot of films. Going forward for him, not as like a main actor,
yeah,
but he's going to pick up a lot of bit part roles.
He's going to be the henchman, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's going to be a henchman who's going to get quite a lot of lines.
Yeah,
because he's actually, I was actually surprised. He was actually a really good actor.
Yeah, it was. I did enjoy that. He was a well rounded villain, but not a villain. If that makes
sense.
Yeah,
he had a purpose.
So yeah, that was good. Who do we go on to next? Should we go on to Misty?
Yay!
Yeah. Go to Misty.
Yeah, one-arm Misty.
One-arm Misty. first things first. I felt that the police officers in her station would in real life never act the way they did towards her when she came in with a fucking one arm.
Yeah, I know.
That actually fucking grated on me. I thought this is really fucking pathetic writing. This is shit writing. Yeah. And as soon as they got away from that and they kind of got her back into doing the cases. And trying to cope with the loss of her one arm, and then Danny sending her a prosthetic. I found that quite good. The bit where she's in the bar with Colleen, and they get the fight. I'd like to think that didn't go quite the way they thought because they were pissed. So it's like a case of they were pissed, and there were some guys playing at the pool table, and they just beat the shit out of them for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
because they were drunk and angry.
My thing was, you know, the arm that she got. Was that not Hammer Tech?
No, it was from Rand Corporation. They gave her a little docket with the details and stuff in it. It may have been Hammer Tech.
Because Duncan said, he goes, that was Hammer Tech, that was. Like he had seen something.
Maybe it's in the comics, it's Hammer Tech.
Yeah, because if that's Hammer Tech, then that'll lead to people like Tombstone and all of that lot.
Tombstone would be a good villain for him.
I got a feeling Tombstone will end up in either Luke Cage or Punisher.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
He would be a brilliant character in Luke Cage.
Yeah, but getting back to Misty, she was trying to come over the fact that she lost her arm and whatnot. And how can I put it? Did you get the feeling that they didn't know what to do with her for a couple of episodes?
Yes, I did. Between episodes, I'd probably say 4 and 7.
Yeah,
right is like bang slap in the middle.
Before everything really kicked off towards the end.
It was just like, she was like floating. Yeah. And it was, you had a couple of episodes before she got her arm.
Mm.
Then you had a couple of episodes when she had her arm.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what do we do with her? You know, and me personally, if you were smart, you would have lined up Luke Cage season 3 and had snippets of her going into a case, which was something else, which would lead into season 3. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
If you were smart, if it was me writing it, I would have little eggs in the background of stuff going on. Like you could even lead it for like Daredevil. You could be like, oh, someone's been shooting people like with a sniper rifle from top of buildings and stuff like that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like, because you could then leave little eggs and everyone would be like, that's fucking Bullseye, or you know what I mean, or that's fucking Jigsaw or something like that. Like Jigsaw's going to be a Punisher, you know what I mean? Like which he is, but. You know what I mean? I just think if you were clever, that's the way you would have done it.
Yeah, she should be the people. She should be the pig sniffing out the truffles. That's a terrible fucking analogy.
Because she just went floating around, going back and forth, and she was like, "Oh, was my partner really that corrupt?" And it was just kind of like going for like 2 episodes. It was like she went back and forth, going, "Was he really that corrupt?" And it was like,
"Yeah, he
fucking was. You knew he was. It was like big deal. Get over it." Yeah. You know, and then she had the memory where she picked up the bottle and stuff like that. You know, yeah, it was just like, it was a bit sloppy writing.
Padding, it felt like padding.
Yeah.
It's annoying because her character, she's a really good actress. And I know she's a really good actress because the one who plays Mariah's daughter, is it Tilda or Tilly or something?
Yeah, Tilda.
Tilda. There's a scene where she goes into a kind of herb shop, and you can see that one person can act and the other person's struggling.
Yeah, as in like someone's trying, is learning their craft, and someone's already learnt their craft.
Yeah. So, until they got to the bit where everything kind of kicked off and they were trying to protect Mariah and trying to get all the case shit together with about her, she was a bit superfluous. Which is annoying, because as I said, the actress was good, but the stories that they gave, the stories and bits they gave us were padded, and I didn't like that.
That's what you worry about with Luke Cage. Like, as I said, maybe it's not so much the actor, maybe it's the writing for the actor. You know?
Yeah.
Because you could easily, you know, if he ain't got no lines to deliver properly, and to be honest with you, Luke Cage does come across as quite a boring character. Yeah, anyone who doesn't have many vulnerabilities is quite boring. You know, take Superman. I know people love him, but to be honest, he's one of the shittest characters ever written.
Stan Lee thinks he is.
Yeah, he's what makes a good character is a character who is strong in certain circumstances, but is weak in others.
They have to have stronger bad guys than them for it to work.
Yeah, of course, all day long.
That's how it works. If the bad guy's weaker than them, it looks like bullying.
Yeah, it's like Magneto. If he wanted to, he could wrap that metal around Patrick Stewart's head and just crush him to death.
Yeah, but at the same time, if he took his fucking hat off, Patrick Stewart could scramble his fucking brains like a Sunday egg. But then again, that makes them equals.
But that's just a theory.
Misty was good, especially towards the end. I don't think
it was her. I think it was the writing.
Yeah, I think you're right with that, because as I said, going back to the shop with Tilda, that wasn't good. But what's a miss?
Let's talk about Tilda briefly.
Tilda, the song cue that they ran through the whole thing, because she was trying to play the song.
Oh yeah.
Every time she got on the keyboard, she tried to play a bit of the song. Couldn't play it. Gets to the end, plays the whole song.
Yes.
It's weird the way they did that. I liked her for what she did. I read an email with the actress, an interview with the actress. I read her emails to a computer. Password is password, if you're interested.
Yeah, password 123.
I read an interview. She was thrilled because she knows that she knows the history of a character called Nightshade, who's good with good at fighting and good at poisoning people.
Is that her character?
That's character, yeah.
So she's actually a legitimate Marvel character.
Legitimate Marvel character. She was thrilled. Downside is I don't think she was a great actress. And I felt really bad, actually, when after I read that. I was like, kind of, I thought you were a bit shit. But she sounded really excited when she found out she was...
It might just be... It's probably just someone trying to learn their craft. You know, you see these people and you see them in the next season, they'll be better than what they were.
Yeah.
You know? That could be the case.
Yeah, but getting back to the thing, her kind of interactions with Mariah, and you could, when you go back, if you go back and just rewatch some of it, you can see Mariah's manipulation of her slowly and surely.
Yeah,
these little bits. It's like the third season of Dexter. You don't appreciate how good the third season of Dexter is until you've watched it through once and you go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, and then you realise how good the mate is.
Yeah, old Jimmy Schmidt is at fucking manipulating. And she does the same with Tilda. And then when she gets her at the end with the fucking poison lipstick, I knew that happened. The problem is
it happened as well.
The thing is, I was waiting, she kissed her and I was expecting her to fucking die, and she didn't. And then she came over and started playing the fucking piano. I went, what the fuck's going on here? Shouldn't she be dead? I want her dead. I don't like her. Fucking kill her. And then she started coughing up blood and dies. And you're like, bravo.
Yeah, I know. Took its time.
But then again, it's probably what she wanted, because it doesn't look
but
so
But you can tell
suspicious.
She's going to become a bad guy next season to try and go after Luke Cage.
She just needs a mustache so she can twirl it.
Yeah, but you can see it though, can't you? Do you see how pissed off she was when he got left the club?
Yeah, that's because she wouldn't have gone for him without that. But that was Mariah fucking around. I think we should move on to Mariah and Shade. We'll do Mariah and Shades at the same time, because they were pretty much fucking in each other's pockets for the whole thing. Firstly, Shades was clearly banging her for the first three episodes, and he was because he fucking white knighted her with that fucking furniture dealer. I can't remember what his name was. and he shot him dead there, and his mate, because the thing is, I didn't know, because it was like, Shades is bisexual.
Yeah, I know.
And you only found that out after, what's his musha died?
Comanche,
yeah. And that was the thing, because the thing is, I should really get a compilation together of every time Shades takes his fucking shades off, because I think he did that like 40 fucking times through the entire series, where he just like kind of takes his shades off with his little sly grin and then pops them back on. But Shades, I like Shades. Shades was a really good character in this one. Also, Holt Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good, especially the bit where towards the end where he flips out. And he's like, kind of, no, I'm not having this shit. And he then dobs into the police. And you can see him, as he's talking to them, he's talking about some of the bad things he's done with Glee. And then you kind of feel he starts to turn.
Yeah, I know.
Where it starts getting sadder about the whole thing.
Yeah, as in, like, the first bit, he's doing your classic person who literally hates the police.
Yeah.
Who sees the police as pigs.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about certain things where she had started like killing innocent people.
Yeah.
And he turns.
Because he's like,
and that's when he was like, there's certain things you don't code. Do. Yeah, he's like, there's a code.
Yeah. And this is not how you do it. Cause,
but that's what you liked about him.
That was, yeah.
Because you were like, he actually has a code. Like, and I love it when he confronts her. He's like, you can't do this shit. Like, we have a code in the street.
Yeah.
It's like, you just can't go and kill innocent people. He's like, you just murdered them. He goes, oh, they didn't do anything. And I like the bit when she goes, oh, but what about her? He goes, she was taking money. You know, when he kills, because he killed the girl.
Yeah.
You know, the girl who was...
oh, God, the one that they set up to do
the Jamaican set up to get inside.
Well, no, the Jamaican set up her to get inside, and then they used her to get the guy for the plastic steal.
Yeah.
So she was like a double agent there.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously he shot her in the head, and she was like, oh, what about the girl? And he was like, she took our money. She's a part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you just can't kill innocent people.
Yeah.
I like that, though. He had a code. He had ethics.
Yeah. And the whole thing with Comanche, where he was really fucking upset.
Because he didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
But he knew he had to.
Yeah. The way he did it, though, was quite good. Where he went down, and he went, and as he fell, he shot you, poof, and he shoots the gun at him, and you're like, kind of, dude, I think he's going to get away with it. And then he stood over him, fucking fired from standing over him.
Yeah, but then he explains it, though, because he didn't want to see his friend suffer.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's when he started, when in that interrogation room, he starts going downhill.
Which I thought was brilliant. I thought it was an absolute brilliant part to his character arc.
He did have a good go. I would like to see him be one of the fucking Kingpin Stooges. Because it would be a much more worthy part for him. Because I know that Kingpin's not got that Wesley character he had in the first series.
Yeah.
But that would work. You gonna sneeze? Oh,
I thought I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked him. I thought he was brilliant. I hope that we don't... That's not the last of him.
I want him to cross over into Daredevil.
Yeah, because I worry that it might be the last of him. Because Mariah's gone, Cottonmouth's gone.
Yeah,
and now that they've kind of wrapped him up, that he got arrested, and it's like I don't want to see the end of him, because he finished his beef with Luke Cage as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because
when he went into the shop, and was like, my beef's not with you.
Yeah.
Anymore, like we have no, you know what I mean? We have no problem, and it's kind of like I don't want to see. It'd be a shame if a good character like, because he's a strange character as well.
Yeah, he is. He's a bit of an odd one. He's
interesting.
What was the other thing? Because there was another bit with him. He shot the kind of thingy. He got fucked off because of Tilda turning up. There was something else with him. He shot. Oh, that was it. Where he tells Comanche about Mariah killing Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
And yeah, because that was something. Because I don't think he liked the fact that she killed Cottonmouth, but yeah, he respected it, if that made sense. It was one of those things that I get where you're coming from. I don't like the fact, and the fact that he admitted, like, I was going to fucking turn up and kill him.
Yeah,
I was over there on my way to fucking murder him, and then find out that she'd done it before me. And it was like, oh, yeah, I had one of those things, sort out the bodies and everything. That was good.
Anyway, the way he got the gun off of her at the end. To set her up.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, quick, give me the gun. Like, and then she, obviously, because of everyone, because Thingy turns up, doesn't he? The Jamaican.
Yeah.
And he gets the gun and he just hands it straight to Misty.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Mariah, the Mariah character.
She's brilliant.
She was brilliant as a bad guy.
She did exactly what she needed to do.
Really wanted to fucking get it.
Yeah.
She did a really good job in that. I'm trying to think of a point on my...
She actually was really fucking good when I look back on it.
She was very fucking self-centered. Very fucking
But her acting was actually really good.
Yeah.
When you really look at it, her acting, I would probably say, out of all of them, her acting was probably the best.
I'd say she's probably acting the best. I'm trying to think if I had any sympathy for her. I don't think I did have any sympathy
for her. Even her backstory where she tells about how she got, you know, raped by her uncle, and that's the reason why her daughter was born, and that's why she never made contact with her. You still didn't have any sympathy with her because of what she did with the Jamaicans.
Yeah.
And like he said, you know, like when Shades confronts her about it, and he's like, you know, the reason why I always had it because you always were still...
Playing the rules,
and you were still likable.
Yeah.
You know, and I've now seen your true face.
Yeah.
And she was brutal, the bit where she gets attacked in prison. And she gets attacked in, which I thought was... It happened, and she got attacked in prison. That whole scene made me think that she wouldn't die, that she wasn't going to get it.
Yeah,
because I thought the way she just commanded it, and she was just like you know, they come and try and attack her. Like,
did you get the feeling she's going to be the female Wilson Fisk?
Yeah,
yeah, I did that because I'm sitting there thinking the way she did it, and then it was like kind of pay these people.
And I love the fact that the other bird's like, oh yeah, you remember me, blah blah blah. And she walks in, and she's like, oh look. Ask for one thing, just give me the knife so I can finish her. And then she walks up and I knew she was going to slit her throat. And then she just did it. And then she was like, you work for me. I was fucking love that. I was thinking, and I did think, is she going to be like the second Kingpin, but like a woman version? Because she could pull it off. She could have pulled it off.
Yeah.
And she was ringing up Matey, who's Kingpin's lawyer. Who's the, you know, the black guy?
Was he Kingpin's lawyer as well? He's the dodgiest fucking cunt on the block.
And that guy is awesome. That guy is awesome. The way he looks with his hair.
Reminds me of
Sidney Poitier.
He's got like, what do you call it? Lovely white temples. Kind of like J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, he's like the black version of J. Jonah Jameson. He's
but a creepy lawyer. That was good. Mariah... Yeah, you didn't feel much for her. The scene in the Jamaican calf where she kills all those people
was brutal.
Especially when she sets fire to that. The speech that the guy makes, I can't fucking remember it.
Anansi, yeah.
Yeah, where he turns around and he goes, you drink, but you'll always be thirsty. He goes, you'll eat, but you'll always be hungry. He goes, you'll rest. He goes, you'll sleep, but you'll never rest. Like that. That was... I loved that. That was like,
you know that name is what's in American Gods. That's the spider, you know, in American Gods.
Ah.
Yeah, because Duncan was like, I wonder whether he's maybe something else. But then obviously they kill him off.
Yeah.
Because he was always chatting to Bushmaster privately. But she was ruthless, especially the bit when he's burning and she's like, I'll fucking die already. And she just takes a gun out of Thingy's hand, just shoots him. I was like, that is... But her face for that bit of acting was pure class. Pure class.
It was. And then you could... And then we go back to old Shades and you could see him just like...
Well, he had tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you knew he didn't like what she did. Because when they all left and he actually had tears in his eyes because he was like, you know, because he always plays by the rules.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why when him and Luke Cage talk at the end and he's like, I didn't shoot up the shop. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh yeah, but you were holding a gun. But then it rewinds it back and it wasn't him. It was the matey.
Yeah.
And they killed that guy anyway.
Yeah, they killed them all off.
Yeah. No, they killed that guy who shot
they killed everyone off.
And what I'm saying is the guy who shot the shop up, they killed him in the first season because of what he did to Pop. Remember Cottonmouth kills him?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, they chucked him off the roof, remember?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was...
Because no one touched Pop's shop. They were like, no one touches it.
Yeah.
And he went and did it. It was... It is pretty good, actually.
It was. It was Mariah... The Mariah character was the standout character,
yeah,
because you fucking hated her and you wanted her to get it, so the actress did the perfect fucking job there. Let's move on to let's talk about Claire
briefly. In it,
She was in it just at the beginning. And so
what was she in for? Two episodes?
Three, maybe four episodes. I liked the fact that she went off to speak to Luke Cage's dad. And his dad was a real, was a stand-up fucking person when she came in and she talked to him. He said, you know, you need to stand by him if you think that's the case. And, you know, be supportive and all that kind of junk. But in his better phrased way, that was good. She got fucking angry. I she got angry at him, and then he lost his rag, and it was like kind of. I think that might be the reason I thought Luke Cage was a bit of a dick.
Yeah,
was because of that. It's like kind of, dude, you know, you can get fucking run over by a train and you'll be fine. So don't, you know, so show some control of sorts. That was not good. But she was in there, and I don't think their relationship's done and dusted. Now.
Yeah, but she'll pop in.
Oh, she'll pop up because she's
being lined up to come back into Daredevil.
Yeah, she's their Nick Fury. That's an awful way of describing her. But yeah, she did a good job, and the way that you had the end of the show, and you had Luke Cage at the end, and they
in the suit,
Luke, and they sent turned around and said, "Oh, Claire's downstairs. So goes, send her away." And they're like, well, "Okay, fair enough." So you can tell that relationship's kind of copped it, but she was trying, and she was trying to sort things out and whatnot. But I can imagine being in that position where neither of you are earning any money, and the fucking rent needs to be paid, and the bills need to be paid, and all that crap.
Yeah, and you get the idea next season in Luke Cage, you got an idea that he's going to have a one-on-one with Iron Fist, because this is how I can see it going. You're going to get a bad guy turn up in the background of next season, but Luke Cage is going to slowly have turned into a complete arsehole, thinking he runs the shop like a gangster. Iron Fist is going to come along and try and help him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, piss off. And Iron Fist is like, no, I'm not going until I help you. And then they're going to have a fight, and Iron Fist is going to whoop his ass. And he's going to whoop his ass, and then he'll realise.
We're
practically writing the story already, but you could imagine it, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they may be setting up for. What was it? Danny Rand, I think this series of Luke Cage.
We've not mentioned him.
Yeah, as I said, there's a good chance to go on to him. So Danny Rand turns up, which is a good thing. Talk about a character and then have them fucking turn up, because you can do that. He turns up for one episode. I love the fact that they were taking the piss out of the whole dragon thing, where it's like, oh no, not the fucking dragon story. That way, put a big smile on my face. It kind of it redeemed him as a character. They teamed up quite nicely together.
Yeah, they did.
I felt that they made a really good
I love the bit where they're in the room and they've beaten everyone, but then they all get surrounded, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll hold the fist.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, he calls it something, panda or something, and he holds his hand out and he punches into his hand.
Yeah.
It's like some...
Like the
sonic but he calls thing. It something, yeah, but it's he says some weird name. Pat-a-cake. Yeah, he says pat-a-cake, doesn't he? And he holds his hand and he punches into his hand, and they all get knocked out, which I thought was awesome. That's the kind of thing you see in like games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really sweet. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was done well.
That was...
And I like the fact that he's protecting him from getting shot because
he's not bulletproof.
Because he's not bulletproof.
Yeah. But he can kick ass faster than him.
Yeah, which was awesome as well.
It's not that Luke Cage can't kick ass, it's just that Danny Rand can do it quicker.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And they teamed up well, and the fact that Danny let him hide out at one of his fucking buildings with trying to protect Mariah was good. And then the fact that he turned up after was...
And the fact that he tried teaching him so that
he was trying to go, yeah, you need to meditate and kind of centre yourself in that, because at the moment... And the Luke Cage character at that point in time in the story was a bit of a fucking... It was an arse, and he was a mess. He couldn't think straight and couldn't see the wood for the fucking trees. But Danny, I actually, the first time I looked at Iron Fist and went, yeah, pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So this is one of the big ticks. This is why I liked it, and I think this is why it's the second best.
Yeah, because they finally did a crossover between the two of them.
Yeah, that was...
But then saying that, though, you know, Punisher, Daredevil.
That's the second series of Daredevil.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why it's number one.
Oh, you put that number one?
Yeah, second series of Daredevil's number one fucking by far, because you've got Punisher, Daredevil, the hand...
Never forget that scene when he comes through the fucking hospital. Just reminds me of Terminator.
I think the scene... with all the people who are standing up like zombies.
Oh, much better. Awesome.
That was fucking...
And the hand are scaling the building.
That was
awesome.
Yeah. Anywho, that was still the still the best one. So who have we missed?
We've covered everyone.
Okay,
everyone of importance.
Everyone important. So it's Luke Cage now. So we can go through him, because the actor who plays, who's the actor who plays, what's his name?
Mike Coulter.
I think the first problem I've got with Mike Coulter is I played Halo 5 Guardians, and he was the lead in Halo 5 Guardians, and it wasn't the Master Chief character, and I didn't like him in it. And I think maybe a little of that animosity from that fucking game has spread to
Was it actually his voice?
It was his likeness a lot. They scanned him in and everything. They had what's his mush from Firefly in there too, Nathan Fillion, which was cool. But it was just the fact that who's this guy? I was playing through all the other Halo games, and I got to this, and it's like, who the fuck is this person? And his missions were boring in comparison to the other ones you got. And I think a bit of animosity spread that he was a dick. He was this overconfident dick who kind of missed the big picture, if you know what I mean. He wasn't paying attention to like his surroundings, and I think that's one of the reasons the Danny bit, when Danny came in and kind of tried to center him,
yeah,
what not helped.
He didn't know quite how to deal with everything.
Yeah,
you know, he was struggling and he wasn't really doing a good job because he was getting his ass whooped by Bushmaster.
Yeah, he did. He got twice. And the thing about having indestructible skin's fine, but you need to make sure you keep your fucking eyes closed when people shoot at you, and your mouth shut if people wanted to decide to blow some fucking fairy dust in his face. I did like the bit where him and Bushmaster fight on the bridge.
On the bridge.
And they had the fight on the bridge, and he fell off, and he was drowning in the water, and the image of his dad snapped him out, and that was nice. And he didn't tell his dad that, which really fucked me off. Because his dad was the preacher character.
But you get a feeling that they might have missed a couple of episodes with him, because obviously he passed.
Yeah.
Actually, in real life, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was not good.
Because he wasn't in the last four episodes, was he? Which makes me think that he maybe died halfway through the season.
I think he did.
You know.
He was a good character. The thing is, I liked him as a character.
I liked him as an actor. He was in quite a few stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He was in Grimm. If he's the guy I'm thinking of, he was the Grimm guy who had all the people in the containers. Do you remember that episode? And they were all...
Oh, I don't think that was him, no.
Was that not him?
No, it wasn't him. I don't think it was him. I'll have to check.
No, but it was good, though. It was absolutely...
See, the thing, going back to Luke Cage himself, it didn't... You were right in saying it didn't fucking centre around him, it centred around Mariah.
Yeah.
Because just thinking about it, he starts off and he's just trying to shut down all these drug labs that have got his fucking name on it to screw him up. Which they then later do to Bushmaster, and that's why they team up and try and take down the other drug lab. The thing with the sponsorship, nothing really came to on that, which I found a bit odd. And then he was trying to protect Mariah because he was trying to do the right thing. And it was a bit... He was a bit all over the shop, moral-wise.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do, and he didn't know how to... Excuse me. He didn't know how to do it right, if that made sense.
Was that intentional? I don't know. But all I do know is that the fact that when it got to the end of the series and Mariah had left him the... What do you call it? What is it? Harlem's Paradise?
Yeah.
Left in the club.
Yeah, he was in Grimm.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remember him from
The Baron Samedi character.
Yeah. The guy who was his dad.
I thought the Baron Samedi character was a younger guy.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So, the way she left the club, and she left it to him like a curse, like a poison fucking chalice sort of thing. And you could see that
You know why she left it to him.
Yeah, to fuck him up.
Yeah, to break him down and let him become like them.
Yeah. Because it was...
Because she knew that it'd eat away him.
And just like it corrupts him. And the worst, the annoying thing is that he walks out of the fucking will hearing and he turns around and goes, nah, burn it down.
And then next thing you know, you see him.
And, I thought it was going to be turned into fucking apartments or something.
Yeah, because you know why? Because he's already been bought into it because of money.
Yeah.
And he's got Suge already working for him.
And he had the kid in Pop's shop who kind of turned on him towards the end.
Because he was like, you're becoming like all of them.
Yeah. And he kicks him out and says, this is like Switzerland. And he's right, the kid's right. This is like supposed to be like Switzerland. Because even like Cottonmouth and everyone else respected the fact the pop shop was Switzerland.
So. He's going to die, that kid. He'll die in the next season. I'll put money on it.
He'll put money on it?
Yeah, he'll get shot dead and something will happen. And it will snap Luke back into it. I can write this stuff.
So you think,
all day long.
You think he's going to turn bad, and the moment you think he's going to go total arsehole, Danny's going to turn up and get the shit out of him.
Yep.
And the reason that Danny can beat him is because he's wrong.
Yep.
I think you're right. I genuinely think you're right on that one.
And I reckon the kid will die by the people who want to take over the club. The main, what will be the main bad guy. I reckon the kid will die just because he doesn't agree with the way Luke Cage is anymore. And normally when characters don't agree with something, they either get the chance to get saved or they get die. I just, that's the way people write stuff.
True.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The kid will be involved in the next season quite a bit, I reckon. More than what he has been this season. Yeah. Well, they should do. They should, if they're going to write it right.
Yeah. What's the next Marvel Netflix series?
Punisher.
Punisher. No, that's Punisher season 2.
Yeah, they've really started recording it. You've not seen all the photos of Jigsaw?
No, I haven't.
Walking through the street with a grenade launcher.
Fucking wanted Daredevil season 3. It must be beginning of next year for Daredevil season 3.
Punisher is...
If it's November-ish. Because I was with Duncan, and Duncan deciphered the fucking ad to work out when it was coming out.
Yeah.
Did he tell you about that? He was very proud of himself, and I don't blame him, because he...
He worked it out more quicker than all of us lot.
I wasn't really paying attention, I'll be honest with you.
When's the Punisher release date? Let's have a look. I'm just having a look. Okay, officially renewed the Punisher for season 2. When? I don't want that.
Come
season
on, guy.
Season 2. When is it on? Okay, here we go. So, none of this helps at all.
If you can't find it, you can't find it. But, I've find out what's happening. Because I'm really hankering for fucking more Daredevil. I really wanted Matt Murdock to turn up in this. If he'd have turned up in this, I would have gone fucking tip-top A1.
Yeah, because you can see obviously, you guys can't see the photos.
Yeah, because it's a podcast.
We can't, but obviously, that's Jigsaw going through with a massive machine gun. So,
yeah.
And they got scars on his face, but I've got a feeling they're going to
CGI some
stuff on his
dodgy
face.
Dodgy eye. See, that would be... See, that's the thing. Punisher versus Luke Cage would be a good fight. Because fucking Luke Cage is bulletproof and Punisher loves using bullets. But yeah. I know, you know that Punisher would figure a fucking way of taking him out.
You know the thing that I loved?
Which is gas grenade.
The other thing is, going on to... The other thing, I did enjoy the guy in the Punisher, his mate.
Well, Billy? Or
no,
Microchip?
Yeah, Microchip. He was good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them get crossed over with some of these lot.
Yeah.
Not just Daredevil.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not chuck a couple of other characters in there? I still think they should fucking get Tom Holland and chuck him in an episode.
Yeah.
I just reckon I could for a Daredevil episode.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's like fucking OP.
You know?
He is, in comparison to the others, he's like really OP. He's overpowered. He just wiped the floor with all of them.
Yeah, but you'd have to have a cool bad guy in there.
True.
You know? Like a bad guy who's crossed over between Spider-Man and them. Personally, I think
it's
you could have because a Daredevil also went up against obviously Kingpin, just like Spider-Man. Daredevil also went up against Rhino and Shocker, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I swear he went up against them too. Not too sure about the other people in Insidious 6 because they had the Hammer Tech stuff.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know. It's money, isn't it, I suppose?
It is money. Anyway, I think we should draw it to a close now, because...
That's a good one.
It was. I really enjoyed it. It started off really badly, so if you haven't watched it and you've listened to this, sorry, we've spoiled the whole fucking thing.
Yep.
But...
No need to watch it.
Yeah, well, no need to watch it. So save your money on Netflix this month.
Yeah.
Cancel it and then resubscribe the month after. So yeah, it was a good series. I felt it was the second best Netflix Marvel series. Alex says the third.
Yeah, joint third.
I find it second best because it ticked a lot of boxes that I think need to happen.
You just liked it because Iron Fist crossed over. Had Iron Fist not crossed over, you'd probably be putting it third.
And Foggy.
Yeah, you'd probably be putting it third. Yeah, but then Foggy was in Jessica Jones as well.
See, Jessica, I can't remember. Jessica Jones. Yeah,
he was in Jessica Jones.
That second series of Jessica Jones was fucking terrible.
I didn't watch it because I just thought it's pointless. If the Purple Man's not in it, there's no point.
Well, I watched it and it was...
See, the Purple Man was good enough to be a bad guy for all of the Defenders.
Yeah.
And that is what they should have done, not killed him off. They should have got him injured and he had left and gone away, had Defenders fight the Hand... And then to give yourself a second season of Defenders, because no one knows whether they're going to get a second season, right? Because nothing's been confirmed. They could have had Purple Man.
Yeah.
And it would have been good, because then they would have worked together to try and figure out how to beat him properly.
Yeah.
And then you could have killed him off. But they didn't do that, right? I just think the writers were a bit stupid. They were like, oh shit, we've got an A-level bad guy who's like... You know, if he was in the same room as Xavier, he'd be fucked. Like, Xavier would be fucked because he's that powerful.
Yeah.
He's a really proper A-level bad guy. He's a cool A-level bad guy as well.
See, the other thing too, I would have had it so the story was that he was trying to kidnap the bloke who gave Jessica Jones her powers so he could fix up his fucking spine where he had his neck snapped but not died.
Yeah.
Yeah? That would have... Anyhow, that's something for another day. But I said, Joy Luke Cage.
Out of 10, 7. Going with 7.
I'm going with 7. Well, you went for your...
Your
scale doesn't work the same as my scale.
Yeah, mine's an 8.5.
It was an 8.5.
If you think of something which is average, I would normally give something which is average a 6.5 or a 7.
Yeah.
It was above average, but it was an 8.5. I enjoyed it. I did actually enjoy it.
It is worth a watch.
I enjoyed the music. Some of the music was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Some of the blues tracks were absolutely awesome.
Yeah, because last season they had lots of jazz. I fucking hate jazz.
Yeah, this season they had blues.
And blues is a bit...
They had Gary Clark Jr., who's really fucking good as well.
What's it? Blues is a bit more soulful.
Yeah.
A bit wistful. But jazz just seems a bit fucking...
Yeah,
I'm not a jazz man. And on that note, it's goodbye from me.
See you later, potatoes.
And we'll have a regular podcast next, followed by an Expanse special. So stay tuned for that. Bye bye.
For downloading the Monkey Nut Punch podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Monkey Nut Punch. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/monkeynutpunch.